Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Hi everyone, Kay here.
And Joe here. And today we're talking about something everyone likes. We're talking about...
TV shows!
Right, TV shows. Especially dramas that you might like to watch in English.
Yeah,
what kind of TV programs does Kay like?
And what are some of Joe's favorite TV shows? Let's find out. はい、今日のテーマは、テレビでやっている番組、特にテレビドラマについてです。このダイアログでもいろいろといろんな今流行りのテレビドラマについてお話をするんですけど、まずは私たちこのホストがね、好きなドラマについて語らせていただきたいと思います。
So, Kay, what are a couple of good TV programs that you like in English?
Okay, recently I don't really watch any drama, but when I was in high school, I really loved Glee, an American TV series, and Sherlock, a British TV series.
Okay, again, the first one is called Glee?
Yes, Glee.
Okay, can you tell us a little about it?
Yeah, Glee is a musical drama. みんなが、こう、高校が舞台、ある高校が舞台なんですけど、この、こう、昔から流行ってたいろんな曲とかをこうアレンジしたりしてみんなが歌って踊るんですね。It was really, really, entertaining and exciting drama, and I learned a lot of English words from that
okay,
TV
very
show.
Good,
yeah,
very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the other one, Sherlock, is of course, Sherlock is the name of Sherlock Holmes. So this TV series is like, このシャーロック・ホームズが現代に生きていたらっていう設定でやってるドラマですね。
Okay.
で、このグリーとシャーロックは、調べた感じだと、どうやら、ネットフリックスに上がっているようなので、興味がある方はぜひぜひ見てみてください。And what are your favorite TV shows, Joe?
Okay, I don't watch so many dramas, especially in English, sorry, so I have almost no answers. In Japanese, though, for dramas, I usually like, Taiga drama, right? But this year, they're not doing it, right?But actually, I don't really like dramas so much. I prefer documentaries.
Documentaries.
I'm a very serious person, right? probably my favorite documentary on Japanese TV is called Seikai Isan. It's a very good program. It's on Sunday night at 6 o'clock in Hiroshima. You can all watch it. Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Very good program.
Yeah, I think my dad is watching it, too.
Also, I really like Seikai Fushigi Hakken.
My dad is watching it, too.
Right. That's on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. You all know that, right? And I also really like Burata Mori.
my dad is watching it, too.
Very serious stuff. Sorry about that.
Really? Wow, all the TV shows, my dad is watching them, too.
Yes, yes, yes. Everybody, you should watch Kay's programs. They're probably better.
Yeah, okay. If you want to learn more about English, yep.
Right, that's right.
でですね、今日のダイアログなんですけれども、お友達同士が、もう最近めっちゃテレビドラマハマってるんだよねっていう風に、何にハマってるってお互いに押し合うところから始まります。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Right, and after they speak, try to repeat in a loud voice what they're saying.
Hey, Mark. What are you watching?
Oh.Hi, Wendy. I'm just watching The Good Place. Have you heard of it? It's on Netflix, and it's so good. I've been binging on it all night.
I don't know it. What's it about?
It's a TV show set in the afterlife.I don't want to spoil too much, but the main characters, a girl who somehow ended up in the good place, a place similar to heaven, but she's not really a good person. So in the afterlife, she tries to become a good person,so that she doesn't get kicked out. It's really funny and thought-provoking. I recommend it to everyone.
Wow. Seems like a cool show. I'll put it on my to-watch list.
Do you have a TV show you like?
Yeah, I like Fleabag. It's a comedy series by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It's hilarious. The show follows a woman, a flea bag. She has this witty sense of humor with no filter, and she constantly breaks the fourth wall. It made me laugh so much. But at the end of the season, I cried so much. It's a great show.
Sounds really interesting. Did you say it was the Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
Yeah.
I was just watching Killing Eve last week. I believe she produced that one too. I stayed up all night to watch that. I had to watch the next episode, then the next, and the next.
I know! The twists were so unpredictable. Oh, by the way, before I forget, how did you do on that essay due last week? It was super difficult.
What essay? Oh no! I completely forgot about that. I was watching Killing Eve all night.
Maybe you should take it easy on your shows.
はい、この男の子の方はどうやらめちゃくちゃドラマを見すぎて私生活に影響が出ているようなので、女の子の方が Take it easy on your shows っていう風に言ってます。この Take it easy on 何々でこう何々をやりすぎないでねっていう意味ですね。
Right at the end, she says that he should take it easy on his shows. He's watching too many. So you can take it easy on something like that. Don't do it too much. Whatever your hobby is, that's very good. Or you can take it easy on a person. For example,
okay.
Take it easy on him because he has some problems. So don't put pressure on him. It's like that.
あんまり気にしすぎないであげてねっていうことですね。
Right.
ではでは。行きたいと思います。まず最初のドラマのタイトルなんですけど、最初にこの男の子がザ・グッドプレイスっていうのに今めっちゃハマってるって言ってます。How do you say this title in English, Joe?
The Good Place.
Okay, it's the same in Japanese. Okay. これはアメリカのファンタジーコメディで、なんか生前に善行を積んだ人はこの The Good Place、いいところっていうところに行けるっていう設定のドラマらしいですね。
Right, and you can see that on Netflix.
Yep. で、もうね、もうね、面白すぎて一気見しちゃってるんだよねって言ってます。Binge on でやりすぎるとか一気見するっていう意味ですね。
Right, so you can binge on a program like that or a series, or you can binge on junk food like that. To eat a lot at one time, you shouldn't binge on junk food like that, or binge on dessert. Just eat too much of it at one time. It's like that.
で男の子がこのザ・グッド・プレイスっていうドラマについて説明してくれてるんですけど、このテレビドラマはこう死後の世界っていうのが、まあ、ベースになってるんだよねって言ってます。で、afterlife って死後の世界とか、あと死んだ後ってことですね。
Right, so it's kind of like heaven, right? Do you believe in the afterlife, for example?
Okay.
Or it can also mean to be reborn. You know, in India, you're reborn. So it also has that image too.
生まれ変わるとかそういうことですね。
Right, right.
で、あんまりネタバレはしたくないんだけどっていうふうに言ってます。To spoil でネタバレという意味です。
Right, so when you tell a friend about a movie or something, you don't want to spoil the story.
Yep,
like
no
that.
Spoiler. No spoiler.
Right, right, that's right, that's right. No spoilers allowed. It's like that.
で、まあ、どんな話かっていうと、この主人公の女の子が、なんでかわかんないけど、そんなにいい子ってわけでもないのに、この良い場所、The Good Place に、行き着いてしまったんだよね、っていうふうに言っています。The main character で主役という意味です。
Right. The main character of the movie or the main character of the TV series, like that.
And what does 2 end up mean, Joe?
In this series, she ended up in the good place. That means somehow at the end, she got there. She ended up there.
なぜか最終的に行き着いてしまったということですね。
That's right. You can say, for example, I want to end up being a good English speaker like that. Or I want to end up as a lawyer. Whatever your dream is, you can say like that. Good word.
Yep.でもこの主人公は別にそんなに善行を積んだわけでもない。どっちかというと悪いことをしていたのに、なぜか何かの手違いで、このいいところ、ザ・グッド・プレイスに行き着いてしまったので、そこから追い出されないようにいろいろと努力するんですね。To get kicked out で追い出されるという意味です。
Right. For example, to get kicked out of school. The very bad student.
He
got kicked out of school. Right. And here, In the program, this girl doesn't want to get kicked out of heaven. It's like that.
Okay.
The good place, right?
すごい面白いし、考えさせられるドラマだよっていうふうに言ってます。To be thought-provoking で考えさせられるという意味です。
Right, it's a good expression. That book was really thought-provoking. I really liked it. It made me think a lot. Everyone try to use that word. It's a very nice expression.
Okay.で、女の子が、面白そう、私の見るべきリストに入れとくねっていうふうに言ってます。じゃあ、What is this to watch list?
Right, it's in your imagination or whatever, you have an idea in the near future, I will watch this program, I'll watch that program. So here it's a person's to watch list.
To watch list. 将来的に絶対見るぞっていうリストですね。
Right, so you can have a to watch list, you can also have a to do list. Things that I need to do in the near future.I will put this on my to-do list, like that.
やるべきリストってことですね。で、反対に次は女の子がどんなテレビドラマが好きかっていう話をしてくれるんですけど、私はフィービー・ウォーラー・ブリッジが企画してるフリーバッグっていう話が超好きっていうのを言ってます。So, Joe, how do you pronounce this free bag in English?
Right. Flea bag.
Flea bag.
Can you say that? Right,
flea
right.
Flea bag.
Right, again, it's a British comedy.
Uh-huh.
And you can see that one on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Right, and this Phoebe Waller-Bridge,
okay.
She's a British actress, and she's still very, quite young, 35 years old.
Okay.
So you'll probably see or hear about her in the future, too.
Okay. でも超面白いって言ってます。Hilarious ってこう、面白いんですけど、funny よりももっともっと面白いっていう感じですね。
Right, especially for things you laugh about, right?So you can say a person is hilarious. He is hilarious. I think he's very funny like that. So you laugh a lot like that.
Okay.
Or a program can be hilarious. It's very funny.
Okay. Yeah. And this TV series is about a woman named Fleabag.
Yeah. Usually the word Fleabag is used in, for example, that's a Fleabag hotel. Especially that expression. It means a very, very low quality, lots of bugs, insects in...Especially you use that in a flea bag hotel. For example, the company keeps us in flea bag hotels, something like that.
で、この flea bag っていうのは、flea っていうのが飲みっていう意味なんですけど、flea bag っていう言葉になると、不潔な動物とか、あと安いホテルとかっていう意味になるんですね。なので、ここでは、そういうあまりいい生活をしているわけではない女性にフォーカスを当てて、ドラマを作ってるって感じですね。
Yes.
Okay. でもどうやらこのフリーバッグっていう女の人は、気の利いたユーモアのセンスを持ってるみたいなんですね。To have this witty sense of humor. で、気の利いたユーモアのセンスがあるっていうこと。
Right, so a person who is kind of funny, you can say he or she has a witty sense of humor, like that. And sometimes some people have a witty sense of humor with no filter.
No filter, このうがった目を見ずに、もうお世辞なしでって感じですね。
That's right. In other words, maybe very bad words or something like that.
Okay.
Right, right.
Okay. で、さらにこのドラマが面白い理由の一つとして、彼女は物語のキャラクターなんですけど、自分がフィクションの世界の住人であるっていうことをちょいちょい自覚しているような発言をするんですね。To break the fourth wall で、このフィクションの世界にいることをキャラクターたちが自覚しているっていう設定のことを言います。
Right. So they use this, especially in plays, you know, geki like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when they suddenly are talking to the audience or mm-hmm. talking to the camera, mm-hmm. It's called breaking the fourth wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of talking to each character, the other character, you suddenly talk to the audience or the camera.
Mm-hmm.で、この女の子がフリーバッグというドラマを紹介してくれたんですが、男の子はこの同じディレクターさんのキリングイブっていうドラマを見てたよって言ってます。Killing Eve でキリングイブっていうドラマの名前ですね。
Right, and this Killing Eve, you can probably watch it on a service such as Unext or WowWow, mm-hmm. something like that.
これはイギリスが舞台のドラマですね。これも警察系のなんかサスペンスっぽい感じのお話で、mm-hmm. で、女の子がわかる、すごいひねりが効いてるんだよねっていうふうに言ってます。Twist ってひねりっていうことですね。お話がひねられてるってことです。
Right, so it's something that's unexpected. A twist in the story, for example.、Mm-hmm. Yes, good expression.、
Okay. で、今日の最後の面白い表現に行こうと思います。女の子が、あ、ところで忘れる前に聞いときたいんだけどさ、先週までが締め切りだったエッセイ、レポート、どうだった？超難しくなかった？っていうふうに言ってます。この due は締め切りという意味ですね。
Right, he forgot about the essay that was due last week.
Oh my goodness!
Not good, not good.
Not good, not good.
And with that, let's listen to the dialogue at natural speed.
Hey, Mark, what are you watching?
Oh, hi, Wendy. I'm just watching The Good Place. Have you heard of it? It's on Netflix, and it's so good. I've been binging on it all night.
I don't know it. What's it about?
It's a TV show set in the afterlife. I don't want to spoil too much, but the main character's a girl who somehow ended up in the good place. A place similar to heaven. But she's not really a good person, so in the afterlife, she tries to become a good person, so that she doesn't get kicked out. It's really funny and thought-provoking. I recommend it to everyone.
Wow, seems like a cool show. I'll put it on my to-watch list.
Do you have a TV show you like?
Yeah, I like Fleabag. It's a comedy series by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It's hilarious. The show follows a woman, a fleabag. She has this witty sense of humor with no filter, and she constantly breaks the fourth wall. It made me laugh so much, but at the end of the season, I cried so much. It's a great show.
Sounds really interesting. Did you say it was by Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
Yeah.
I was just watching Killing Eve last week. I believe she produced that one too. I stayed up all night to watch that. I had to watch the next episode, then the next, and the next.
I know! The twists were so unpredictable. Oh, by the way, before I forget, how did you do on that essay due last week? It was super difficult.
What essay? Oh no, I completely forgot about that. I was watching Killing Eve all night.
Haha, maybe you should take it easy on your shows.
So, Kate, how much TV do you watch on average per day?
Per day? Probably less than an hour. Yeah,
okay,
I don't really watch TV program. How about
you? I will say, on average, I watch probably about 30 minutes per day, right?
Okay.
Almost nothing too, right?
Oh, right. But, yep, to tell you the truth, I watch a lot of YouTube.
Uh-huh, yeah, me too. Okay.
はい、今日はいろいろと、まあ、若干日本語のおじさんの番組なども紹介したんですけれども、いろんなね、英語のドラマを紹介したので、なんか気に入ったやつがあったら、ぜひぜひ Netflix とか Amazon プライムとかで見てみてください。本当にいろんな単語を学べる、特にスラングとかが入ってるので、若者言葉が学べていいと思います。
Right. Keep having fun studying English, and we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye.